Okay, what would you say they're doing?
They're seesawing.
Okay. Have you ever seen something with it's a board or plank and it's anchored in the middle and there's a child at each end and it spins around?
A merry-go-round.
Okay. And if you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it?
You have a swing.
Okay. What would you carry coal in a house?
Coal shovel.
What's a small vehicle that has got one wheel at the front and two handles that you can push?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. What would you sharpen a knife on?
Soapstone.
Okay. Any other names for
that? I don't know.
You heard of a whetstone?
But only a whetstone. It's not a soapstone. It's whetstone. Soapstone is what the Eskimos call it. Okay.
And have you heard of any other kind of thing that you can sharpen knives on? It turns around?
Mm-hmm.
You know, grindstone?
Yeah, grindstone.
Okay. Is there a difference to you between those?
A grindstone and a whetstone? The only difference I would know that the one is round and the other one is square.
Do you know which is which?
Well, you just told me which is which.
Well, would you have known?
Well, I don't know whether I would have or not. I know we've got a whetstone, and it's square.
Okay. What do we use for transportation these days?
Automobiles. No. Cars.
Okay. If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Oil it. Okay. Grease it.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, they are all...
dirty, greasy.
Okay. What is it that people used to burn in lamps?
Oil, kerosene.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, bottle, and kerosene?
Don't know.
Okay. So toothpaste comes in a
tube.
If somebody's just built a boat and they're going to put it into the water, you say they are going to
launch.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat would you go fishing on in a small lake?
A skiff.
Okay, can you describe that?
A skiff is just a small wooden boat, probably about 12 feet long.
Does it have a round or flat bottom?
A flat bottom, I think.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
swatch, as a sample.
Okay. And if you saw a dress you liked very much on somebody, you would say that's a very...
nice dress.
Another adjective for describing dress.
Garment.
Instead of
outfit.
Instead of beautiful, you might say it's a very...
lovely.
In other words, same means the same thing.
Same means lovely.
Yeah. Same thing as lovely and beautiful.
Great.
So you might say she's a very girl.
Attractive.
PR.
Pretty.
Okay. What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay. To sign your name in ink, you use a?
Pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a?
Pen.
Okay. Soup you buy usually comes in a?
Soup? A can.
And what would that be made out of?
Tin.
Okay. A dime is worth?
10 cents.
Okay. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
A coat.
Okay, and what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And can you describe parts of a suit?
A suit consists of a jacket, trousers, a vest, maybe.
Okay. Are there any other names for trousers?
Pants.
Okay. Is there a difference there, too?
No.
Okay. What would you wear when you're working around the barn or... or say out in the yard in this case.
Out in the yard, jeans or shorts or.
Okay. What does overalls mean to you?
Overalls means to me just overalls. It's a one-piece outfit.
Made out of what?
Denim.